We're in a closed firehouse in Greenwich Village, on West 3rd. Street level and above is disused. We're in the basement.
Do you know exactly who these guys are?
She didn't speak, just glanced up at the camera. I said,
same principle. They know who they are. At least I hope they do. Doesn't hurt for them to know that we know, too.
You think?
That's the point. They can't stop us thinking. Do you know who they are?
They didn't show ID. Not today, and not that first night either, when they came to talk to you at the precinct.
But?
Not showing ID can be the same thing as showing it, if you're the only bunch that never does. We've heard some stories.
So who are they?
They work directly for the Secretary of Defense.
That figures. The Secretary of Defense is usually the dumbest guy in the government.
Lee glanced up at the camera again, as if I had insulted it, as if she had caused it to be insulted. I said,
don't worry, these guys look ex-military to me, in which case they already know how dumb the Secretary of Defense is. But even so, defense is a cabinet position, which means ultimately these guys are working for the White House.
Lee paused a beat and asked,
do you know what they want?
Some of it.
Don't tell us.
I won't.
But is it big enough for the White House?
Potentially, I guess.
Shit.
When did they come for you?
This afternoon, 2 o'clock. I was still asleep.
Did they have the NYPD with them?
Lee nodded, and a little hurt showed in her eyes. I asked,
did you know the patrolman? She shook her head.
Hotshot counterterrorism guys. They write their own rules and keep themselves separate. They ride around in special cars all day long. Fake taxis sometimes. One in the front, two in the back. Did you know that? Big circles. Up on 10th, down on 2nd. Like the B-52s used to patrol the skies.
What time is it now, about 6 after 6?
She looked at her watch and looked surprised.
Dead on.
I turned the other way.
Jake, what about you?
They came for me first. I've been here since noon, watching you sleep.
Any word from Peter?
Nothing.
I'm sorry.
You snore, you know that?
I was full of gorilla tranquilizer from a dart gun.
You're kidding.
I showed him the blood stain on my pants and then the one on my shoulder.
That's insane.
Were you at work?
He nodded.
The dispatcher called my car back to base and they were waiting for me.
So your department knows where you are?
Not specifically, but they know who took me away.
That's something.
Not really.
The department won't do anything for me.
Guys like these come for you, suddenly you're tainted. You're presumed guilty of something. People were already inching away from me.
Lee said,
like when Internal Affairs comes calling.
I asked her, why isn't Doherty here?
He knows less than me. In fact, he went out of his way to know less than me. Didn't you notice that?
He's an old hand.
He's your partner.
Today he is. By next week you'll have forgotten he ever had a partner. You know how these things work.
Jake said, there are only 3 cells here. Maybe Doherty is somewhere else.
Have these guys talked to you yet?
Both of them shook their heads.
Are you worried?
Both of them nodded.
Lee asked,
are you?
I'm sleeping well. But I think that's mostly because of the tranquilizers.
At 6:30, they brought us food. Deli sandwiches in plastic clamshell packs that were turned sideways and pushed through the bars, plus bottles of water. I drank my water first and refilled the bottle from the tap. My sandwich was salami and cheese. Finest meal I ever ate. At 7 o'clock, they took Jacob Mark away for questioning. No restraints,
no chains. Theresa Lee and I sat on our cots about 8 feet apart, separated by bars. We didn't talk much. Lee seemed depressed. At one point, she said,
I lost some good friends when the towers came down. Not just cops, firefighters, too. People that I had worked with, people that I had known for years.
She said it as if she thought those truths should insulate her from the craziness that came afterward. I didn't answer her. Mostly I sat quiet and reran conversations in my head. All kinds of people have been talking at me for hours. John Sansom, Lila Hoff, the guys in the next room. I was running through what they had all said, the same way a cabinet maker runs his palm over a length of planed wood, looking for the rough spots. There were a few. There were strange half-comments, odd nuances, little off-key implications. I didn't know what any of them meant, not then, but knowing that they were there was useful in itself. At 7:30, they brought Jacob Mark back and took Theresa Lee away in his place. No restraints, no chains. Jake got on his cot and sat cross-legged with his back to the camera. I looked at him. An inquiry. He gave a millimetric shrug and rolled his eyes. Then he kept his hands in his lap, out of sight of the camera, and made a gun with his right thumb and forefinger. He tapped his thigh and looked at mine. I nodded. The dart gun. He put two fingers down between his knees and held a third in front and to the left. I nodded again. Two guys behind the table and the third to the left with the gun. Probably in the doorway to the third room. On guard. Hence, no restraints and no chains. I massaged my temples, and while my hands were still up, I mouthed, "Where are our shoes?" Jake mouthed back, "I don't know." After that, we sat in silence. I didn't know what Jake was thinking about. His sister, probably. Or Peter. I was considering a binary choice. There are two ways to fight something. From the inside, or from the outside. I was an outside type of guy. Always had been. At 8 o'clock, they brought Theresa Lee back and took me away again.